this house. There's some hoes in this house. There's some hoes in this house.
I said certified freak. 7 days a week. Wet ass pussy. Make that pull out game weak. Yeah. 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 Yeah, you fucking with some wet ass pussy. Bring a bucket and a mop for this wet ass pussy. Give me everything you got for this wet ass pussy. Beat it up, nigga, catch a charge. Extra large and extra hard. Put this pussy right in your face. Swipe your nose like a credit card. Hop on top, I wanna ride. I do a kegel, while it's inside. Spit in my mouth, look in my eyes. This pussy is wet, come take a dive. Tie me up like I'm surprised. That's roleplay, I wear disguise. I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage. Make it cream, make me scream. Out in public, make a scene. I don't cook, I don't clean, but let me tell you, I got this ring.
Gobble me, swallow me, drip down inside of me. Quick, jump out for you, let it get inside of me.
You can listen back to it quickly. For what? Just our voices. I don't know if you're happy with that. I just want you to be happy with it.
No, I think it's good today. I got it.
Okay.
It's not too loud in here right now, so it's perfect.
Did you push play on the camera? So is that ready to rock?
I'm doing it off of my phone.
Oh, perfect. Look at that.
High tech we
are. Wow. That's way better. There, I brought that thing out. The orange thing. Where is it? Do you want me to get it? So you can set it right here so you can put your phone teeter totter on it?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. Okay.
We're really getting high tech. Look at that.
Yeah. Now if we just get a third, if we just get a guest.
Well, he died.
I'll date the intro after this because I'm going to do something special. But
oh, God.
Welcome, Bourbon and Barbells.
What's up?
Been a while, but we got a...
4 weeks.
Interesting. Well, because like we've mentioned before, we're going through a transition period here. We're building the studio.
Fixing everything.
We're going to be doing a lot of outdoor shows once the weather gets nicer from my boat and a tiki.
I cannot wait.
The Boats and Hose edition.
I cannot wait to say that I'm going to sit on the boat for 5 hours.
And Barbell's the podcast about my crazy life owning a big music venue in Syracuse and a CrossFit gym. And the crazy people in my life.
You have a lot of crazy in your life.
That's one way to put it.
You have a lot of crazy in your life.
Unfortunately, we had a great guy that I think is going to be more like, he's going to be on the show a lot. His name's Brian.
Brian.
He's he's coughing up blood today. So hopefully in the next show he'll be on. But
he lives pretty hard. But he's funny as all. I mean, he's so funny. He just says what's on his mind.
Yeah, so he has no filter, which is that's what we're all about here.
I got to be honest with you.
I've heard of this filter. Like,
Joe, there's a filter. You know, that's your inside voice saying,
yeah.
Don't say that. Don't say that. And you don't have that because you just say whatever the fuck you want to say.
That's why we have this button.
White people are so scared. Black people.
Well, we got to just get right into this. So the reason there's been a little bit of delay because this fan got in contact with us.
Okay.
He's from actually England, and he loves Newman. He loves that he's actually a bus driver. And this has been, I've been sitting on this for like a week now, and everyone around Newman has seen this.
But I haven't.
And it's been so hard for him not to see this. So.
Oh, no.
We're going to just start right off into it.
Oh, God.
All right. So here we go.
Okay. Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Congratulations, Jason Newman, on being Bus Driver of the Year.
How did you do that?
I think it's better.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh,
I can't watch.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Guess what's going to happen?
No. No. Oh, my God. How did you... Wow.
So I'm going to post a...
Wow.
Edited version of this video because I can't just put the YouTube will definitely flag this.
Holy crap! I'm telling you right now, wow.
So
wow,
amazing what $80 gets you.
You paid $80. you paid somebody $80 to do that.
So,
you can do this.
There's a naked gentleman that obviously says congratulations on Bus Driver of the Year, and he pulls out a bus,
but he
shits on it,
and
then puts it in his mouth.
But he's naked. And his wiener's out.
Yeah, he's not circumcised.
His old, uncircumcised Yeah. Wow. That was, I'm telling you right now, my whole life I've seen shit. I've never, ever seen that. And my name's attached to it. That's actually really scary. Wow, yeah, Joe. $80
He knows your name.
He knows my name. He just shit on a bus and then put it in his mouth. Wow, that almost took me out. If they got it, didn't eat anything today. Well, holy shit.
Like I said, I have a clean version.
A clean version?
Like, that I can blur out some stuff. And
okay. Joe, that's
I'm just
insane.
The whole time doing the editing, just going, just like get dry heaving. And
so this has been hidden for a week.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want to be honest.
Everyone's seen it around you. And
I can't tell you that was horrible.
You weren't expecting that, huh?
No, Joe, I wasn't. Like, I was expecting something.
Naked Martin. Check him out. He's online, and basically he'll do anything for $80.
Wow, can you just play the beginning of it? Just that the Crabbing Bread, just where he uses my name? Because that's messed up.
Well, it's crazy that
I just can't believe he did it. I can't believe he put it in his mouth. He put his own crap in his mouth.
Yeah, I don't like.
Holy shit!
I don't like having. It sucks. I have to have this like on my hard drive.
Oh, okay, no, don't worry about it.
No, it's on my hard drive.
Congratulations, Jason Newman, on being bus driver of the year.
That's horrible.
And he slaps his wiener.
I'm sorry, it really is uncircumcised. Holy crap! But the bus.
It's a double decker bus, a British bus.
It's a British bus, and he is now squatting it over. He's squatting over it, pulling one of his butt cheeks away from the squat.
Oh, God, I can't even watch.
And Oh my God. I can't watch it again.
Well, he definitely eats lots of fiber.
God. Wow.
Yeah, I can't watch it anymore.
That'll take me out. Nope. Sorry, no way. Just stop. Wow. Yeah, I know. How are you going to edit this?
I already did. That's what it's like. Well,
you are a master.
I blurred him out, his naughty bits, and the anteater.
The anteater doesn't look like an anteater.
And it still might get flagged from YouTube because I have the feces.
Yeah, that's.
So it'll be interesting.
Yeah, if it doesn't get flagged, you're right. And then.
That's why. So with that, let's say thank you, Busch Light, for sponsoring this podcast.
That's what a Busch Light does to you. Oh my God!
Yeah, that was like a Busch Light shit.
That was a Busch Light shit. It was a little loose, not a lot of gravity. Like a lot of gravity, not a lot of like. It wasn't compacted at all. It was kind of drippy.
Yeah,
and he put it in his mouth.
Believe it or not, this video is actually a great segue.
Oh God!
To what happened to me yesterday?
Oh yes, we got. To, yeah. Please tell this story because I told this story at dinner last night. I'm sorry, I used your story at dinner.
So, I've been trying to eat healthier, dropping some pounds, and Wednesday night, or Tuesday night, I was just craving something bad, so I got some Burger King onion rings.
The best in the world, by the way. The best
wake up yesterday morning on the way to the gym and half a mile from my house.
Yes,
I get the gurgles. And I'm like, oh, fuck. I pull into, there's a dog park next to my house. I pull into there to turn around to go back home. And then it's like, turns into a pain.
It just hits you.
And I'm like, oh, fuck. Looking for a bush, something.
You
like,
were really good. Would you have shit outside if there's no urine?
Oh, I've done it. I got a great story that happened a couple months ago.
God.
No. So there's a porta potty there at the dog park, and I'm like, fuck it. I run there, get in there, and it's like the Dumb and Dumber scene.
Yeah.
Just like, and I'm like, oh, I'm like screaming, like, God damn it, what the fuck? Fucking get done, open the porta potty door, and there's this like 7-year-old lady with her poodle waiting to go in there. She's like, you all right?
A 7-year-old lady followed you, and if you just blew your brains out of your asshole.
Yeah, I was like, I think there's a dead squirrel in there or something.
Yeah, there's a dead squirrel there.
Yeah.
So was the dog park empty when you pulled in? Were there people walking their dogs? Or
It was. That's why I thought I was in the clear, but somehow this lady, fucking ninja, dog walking ninja, pops out.
I just gotta tell you, I thought about this. I was telling the story last night with my family. I was telling Heidi about my fan about it. And I said, I don't understand. If you spin around in that little lot and you smash the gas pedal, you're going to be home in like 40 seconds, maybe.
Yep.
But or you sit on a blue bowl. I mean, I don't know. I've never really shit on one of those, but I've never used the bathroom one of those. I've peed in those, but I've never taken a dump.
It was actually, I got to give up to whoever cleans it. It wasn't that bad.
Any blue water splash?
It's not like you go to Tiki's. That's the difference. After like a dirt road ruckus night, that's a different story.
Yeah, dirt road brings
there's,
a lot of crap.
There's definitely some abortions in there.
Oh, that's messed up. Why you went there? That's what I'm talking about—a filter, Joe. That's inside your voice. Should have said stop. Don't say that. But you just said it.
Yeah.
And well, the abortion.
They call that
blue
the
holes.
They call it the Fulton special.
Is there a hanger in them?
No, fucking. They jab themselves with straw. Hey, straws of hay. Well, I got an eyeball.
Can I get a drink straw? I gotta go have a quick. You gotta drop something off. That's messed up. Holy shit! We just said that.
Okay, so since you said this, there's this other story. This happened. What the fuck was I? Oh, I was getting some blood work, or I had a weird doctor's appointment on a Saturday morning. So I go to this doctor's appointment. It's up in Brighton.
Like, okay. Yeah.
Like kind of like on the border of like bad, really bad, and like all right area.
Yeah, no.
And I get out of the doctor's office, and I'm like, saying, like, fuck, oh, shit. And I go back to the doctor's store, and it's locked. Go next door to Dunkin' Donuts. And, oh, it's a bad snowstorm started. Go back. There's Dunkin' Donuts next door, and they're like, places are closing up because there was a storm coming in. It was only 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm, like, pulling the door. Dunkin' Donuts closed. Two minorities dancing in there.
Great.
And they just waved at me and laughing. And laughing. So I go... Okay. So back of my truck across the street is a Kinney's drugs. Go into Kinney's, looking for the bathroom, and I start beeline over, and the guy comes up and goes, "Oh, where are you going?" I go to the bathroom. He's like, "Bathroom, you know." And I get into this bad section. They probably get like people overdosing and shit. He's like,
"Yeah." Did you tell him it was an emergency?
Customers only. I was like, "Okay, I'll buy a pack of gum or whatever. I gotta go real bad." He's like. He's like looking at me weird, right? Because I'm like sweating and everything. He's like,
"Yeah."
He goes, "No, it's actually on order."
Oh God!
I'm like
no
fucking
way.
On edge.
Now, this is
like
floor.
So I go out in the parking lot, and I was like, "What am I gonna do?" I open my car door and just fucking boof.
You shit right in the parking lot. Now think about the guy that said no to you. He probably walked out. Maybe he stepped in it.
Thank God I had napkins.
Wait a minute. You know there's cameras.
Yes, I know.
There's cameras in those parking lots.
I was blocked by the car door. They just probably thought I was puking. I hope
somebody still has a video on you. On like
trust me, in that area, there's. I'm not the first guy that's shitting that.
Yeah, you're right. You're probably the second guy that day.
Yeah.
Oh my God! But so, what'd you wipe your ass with?
I had napkins.
Oh God! You had napkins. Yeah. You thought ahead from that. Have you ever? Is that the worst place you've ever shit? I used to always carry. Can I tell you what I did? And it's kind of a sick moment. I used to always wear 2 pairs of socks, and I did it for one reason because you never know when you're gonna have to actually take a shit. At least you can use a pair of your socks, the extra pair to wipe your ass with. Yeah,
that's why you wore 2 socks.
Yes, because you never know if you're gonna need a pair. You never need something to wipe your ass with. It was a sick, weird thing I had going on in my head. I never really shit anywhere than I needed my socks. But oh my God, I'd rather shit in a parking lot than shit in one of those blue boys.
So how'd the therapist go today?
Oh, I canceled it. I canceled it because I was kind of having moments because Joe had kind of hinted about this video, and I didn't know which way it was going to go. And we were working out today at CrossFit, and I was like in this long conversation about how I'm trying to get off my meds, my anxiety meds. I don't need them anymore. I don't want them anymore. So I'm stepping away from them. And in walks Joe. And all of a sudden, they start talking about today's podcast. And I immediately get anxiety. And I'm like, I think I'm going to drive all the way home quick and just take my medicine. And I got the car, and I had a choice to go get lunch or to drive home and get my meds. And I'm like, I don't really need to eat. So I said I didn't eat.
You're fucking flying back to work, fucking crushing up, snorting off the dashboard. Fucking. Yeah.
Hey, you got to get in
back
quick.
In when you're younger, you're snorting cocaine, and now it's fucking crazy pills.
Yeah, it's not. There's no such thing. It's if you get it from someone we know, I mean, it's never the same thing. But yeah, it was real. Like your face went numb. You would have fun. Now it's like you're going to shit your pants or you're going to have some kind of weird anxiety trip or you're going to fucking disappear. And you can't. That's why we were talking about, you know what we were talking about smoking weed. When I was talking about this with a buddy yesterday. When
Jen.
I was a kid, you could smoke weed.
Jen! Meatloaf.
Yeah, my meatloaf. When I was a kid, you could smoke weed and you got like the shitty dime bags of weed with a little bit of seeds in it. But the weed now that these fucking kids are smoking is like this hypnotic crazy shit that you don't want to dare smoke.
It fucking like... I ever smoked weed and shit, I don't know. Because last time I did, I was just comatose.
So I've been kind of dabbling in edibles on vacation whenever I could try it. Because I just try something with for my anxiety. And
I've been dabbling with meth.
Meth? Oh, wow. You're stepping it up in that.
It's like, fuck it.
Just step it up. But I went to a wedding a few weeks back, and they had these cookies. And everybody's eating them, and I took a big bite of it. And the kid, the guy that owns the venue, was like, "He's like, Jay, dude, those are like edibles." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And I freaked out a little bit because I felt amazing. Like, I had been drinking, but I had like this great body buzz going on. But the next day, oh my God, it's like that feeling when you're up and the day goes through, the night goes into the day, and the birds start chirping.
Wait, there was actually a lot of stories from that night. Wasn't that where you had a tie? And
yeah, and I lost the tie, and then the tie came back to me, and then I
go to McDonald's or something like
that? It was a fucked up night. Like, I'm still paying for that night, and we had the best time that I can remember.
Well, when you're hanging out with your best friend.
Yeah, she told me, don't hide. She told me that she told me this in a conversation a few weeks ago. She's like, "You know, you were dancing." I'm like, "I was dancing."
Oh, I hope she said, like, "You know, you're my, like, second best friend."
Yeah, you know, you're not important.
I put you at number three on the list.
Yeah, it's like, we're trying to kill you off. But no.
Me and the UPS guy got close.
I mean, you really need to look
at it. And here's a warning. Do not order from Temu. Fuck Temu.
Oh, yeah. Tell the story, Joe. Tell the fuck. It's fucking real shit. I just canceled my shit.
We I've done Temu a couple times, and, you know, it's hit and miss, whatever. You know what you're getting. You know, you can't buy 10 things for $40 and think that.
But it's still kind of fun to do it. I'm sorry. It's still kind of fun to do it.
But for St. Patrick's Day, we got a bunch of shit like that, great stuff like that. And then, you know, 2 days later, 10 grand gone out of our fucking business banking account.
10 fucking grand gone.
Fucking.
Just from somewhat from.
But it was from Hong Kong Airlines or some bullshit.
Yeah, there's some guy in a corner with your money.
It's just weird coincidence that Temu, you know, you've heard some stories, but yeah, like, it's definitely not safe.
It's not safe.
It's not worth it.
I kind of took all my credit card, all my credit information I took away from it because I didn't want it to kind of jump. Because it jumped through the card and went to PayPal, didn't it?
Well, it's funny that because then I could be like, there's charges on there for, you know, midget porn and stuff. I was like, oh, Temu got us again, Jen. They got us again.
Can you believe that Temu did
Temu's
this?
Dirty.
Jen,
grandma shitting on. Granny shitting on gingers.
Did you just get this video from Temu? Because that's fucked up. Like, I've seen some shit. That's messed up. Oh, my God.
You were all excited because I said maybe there's, you know, cake farts are coming.
Yeah, well, who's not? If you never downloaded Cake Farts, do it. Watch it.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It was one of my favorite things to watch years ago. And we were talking about it at the gym when we were working out. And I'm like, oh, good. Maybe we're going to do something with cake farts. No, this is not even close to cake farts. This is horrible. This is the other side of cake farts. This is a nightmare.
I got the idea because Two Bears, One Cave, Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer, they found this guy. And
what?
Joe Rogan signed this big new contract. So as a congratulations, they had this guy shit on bread, make a sandwich, and eat the sandwich.
Oh, no, but yeah.
And did he eat it? Yeah,
God.
I was like, and they said, they're like, I think it was like $80. I was like, no fucking way. And now, because it was on that show, it blew up. So I've been like, I was on the waiting list. And
how much shit is this guy eating?
And it came through. Well, they sent me a whole thing like, oh, due to like our new popularity, he only does 2 videos a day or whatever. Like,
he's 2 shits a day.
Yeah.
But wow.
$80 only. Like,
but it just came out of his body. I'm going to throw up. It just came out of his body.
Yeah.
Like, it's still. Sorry, I can't. I'm sorry. It's like right there.
So they kind of. So he's definitely like doing some Metamucil or something because he's shitting that much, you know.
Well, he's just recycling his own shit.
I wonder
he's
if he can, like,
eating his shit.
I wonder if he's like. Do you think he like does his diet? Like, eats like a lot of blueberries or something like that to try to make it taste better or like.
Yeah, but you've got to. Bill, how are you keeping your tolerance up where you can eat shit? I mean, you've got to be getting sick. You can't eat shit without getting sick.
I don't know. I see dogs eat shit. Like,
I don't know. I've never tried to eat shit before.
I heard like some like drinking your own urine, but shit.
God,
like,
that's some shit. That's fucked up. I'm so sorry. I just said that. But
I'm just
thinking
about what else I can do. Like,
I'll got $40 here now. I'll give you a split. I'll split with you. Let's have me eat some shit for somebody. Let's send a shit to somebody. Who do we hate?
Well. I can't say this. Well, maybe by the time this airs, because the prank war's on at Tiki.
Okay.
And it's like I hit back pretty hard.
Really?
So I can't really say it right now. I'll say it the next episode, but because I got word that it's happening as we speak.
I just talked to Mark from Tiki. He said he's ready for the season. It's going to be an epic season.
Oh, yeah. Those podcasts are going to be fucking fun, man.
I'm telling you, I've already kind of planted the seed at home that we're going to be doing the podcast on the boat. And it went over pretty good. I mean, Heidi's very supportive of this podcast. And believe me, she is. She's never shot it down. She's never committed me, told me not to do it. She's always supporting anything that I do, especially when it comes to this kind of stuff.
Remember all those pictures I sent you a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
The turtles and the seagulls.
Getting murdered.
Rings on them.
Yeah, he's trying to get me. Said he was going to make a calendar. Yeah, I was a little afraid of that. It's just, I don't know. I don't know. This is going to be an epic summer. I'm excited just to go sit on the boat because there's going to be much content.
We got to fair. I got to confirm your address.
No. You're not going to get to my house.
Well, Mother's Day's coming up.
Oh, don't do that for Mother's Day. Come on. That's fucked up. No.
But think about all the baby seas turtles you saved.
Which
is not fucking happening.
Not happening.
It's not happening at all. Like, there's one picture of a fucking straw up a fucking sea turtle's nose, and now we have to, like, get cardboard stuck to our fucking lips for the rest of our life.
Do you want to come to my house and recycle? Because that's all we do. If you do not, Pepsi ring things.
That'd be a great. Let's do the podcast there, and, like, she teaches me how to recycle, because I don't recycle. At your house.
Oh, let's go. Okay, come to my house. We'll do that. That's a good idea.
We'll do like a walkthrough, like show me how to recycle.
I will set a trap. I'll set traps like she sets for me. Set these little traps.
And then we'll do like a final test or something, like an obstacle course that I go through and see if I pass.
Okay, you got to make sure you cut the rings. The plastic goes in the. You got to rinse the plastic. Never, ever take one of these cans that you've drank out of. And then just drop it in the...
Why?
Because there's stuff in it.
So?
Rinse it and put it in. There you go. Rinse it and put it in. Rinse it, put it in.
Okay.
Don't do that. You're fucked.
I've never heard of that ever because I think it all gets crushed and washed anyways.
It does.
So this is what I got to say. You're wasting water.
You're right.
So I guess fuck our kids in the future.
We're saving a seagull. We're saving a turtle.
We're in central New York. It's like...
There's no turtles. Well, there's turtles at the museum. Wait, there's going to be an aquarium being put in, so there'll be turtles
there.
That's
going to be great.
Right near the lake of crap. I would never. Why would you put a nice aquarium near that horrible lake?
There's going to be the aquarium is going to have a carp and fucking bass.
Oh,
and
God.
A bunch of immigrants fucking trying to catch them.
Carp is actually a delicacy in China. Did you know that? That's why they do the carp tournament when they do it around here. The people eat that crap. I would never eat a carp, it's a bottom feeder.
Have you ever seen a carp?
Yeah, it's gross.
It's disgusting.
It's slimy and gross.
I mean, and they're fucking huge, but...
Yeah, they're bottom feeders.
That's why, like, it's... I don't know, I guess I can make it racist, but all the immigrants around here, if you go, like, down... If you get a boat, you go, like, through the canal or whatever, you'll see them all out there fishing, and they eat all this shit.
Oh, God.
So that's how...
Oh, man.
That's how they determine if the water's clean or not. They test their blood to see their mercury level.
That's messed up.
So they're like our guinea pigs.
Wow, that's horrible. I'm not part of this.
It's free. It's like,
hey, you're good. Juan, you good? Yeah, okay, he's good. That's messed up. That is fucked up. That is awesome.
No, not really.
You're right, it's not good. We're horrible people. And again, let's go back to what we talked about earlier with that inside voice, things you shouldn't say, that you shouldn't have said that.
Well, that's the problem, but if you don't, if you don't get it out,
it then just stays
they just go really bad.
They fester. They've been festering in you for the last 4 weeks because you've been, I've been getting a little bit, I've been getting some punches at the gym. So I know you're
Oh, yeah, that's why I got to, like, and speaking of that, I like my women battered.
Let's have Ryan come in and let's have Taylor come in and they can talk together because that was funny. I'm sorry. But we should wait to get them to talk about this because it's so horrible. Because
he was in here last night, and I think that's really why he's not here. And I was like, well, there's possibility, but
was he drinking?
Yeah, he's drinking. Yeah.
It was crazy busy here last night. Yeah, of course he was right wasted.
Awesome, that's why he's puking karaoke. Up blood.
I saw. There's a lot of karaoke posts from our favorite karaoke kid, Motley Crue. Or is it Motley Crue? Or is it? Who is it? Def Leppard? What's that song that he sings? It's Megadeth. No.
Every
rose has
Has an elbow.
Yeah. Oh crap! Oh shit! Oh my God. This is what I'm talking about. There's that voice again. We're just burning people to the ground.
Okay, so we have some ideas for some future episodes that we might be dabbling in. So, I would really like to do this one. We go and do reviews of Asian massage parlors.
Okay.
And our wives can't say anything.
No.
Because it's like work related. It's research.
Do we bring them with us though? Maybe we bring them with us, and they can be like in the car with the car running.
Right, they can learn how to fucking. They can learn something.
Yes. Like ooh, tug and tickle.
Yeah.
Ooh, Mr. Jason, you huge. Yes, you're. You see what this person
Godzilla,
said?
Godzilla. Godzilla.
Oh, you. Oh, you eat whole village with that thing. That is a huge. That's $5 more for you. Yeah. Oh my God. No, we'll take them with us. We'll do the little tug and tickle. The little. What is it? I don't know. I've never been to one. I know there's one actually. A gas station.
All right. You know what a pet peeve is?
What?
You ever like? You know, you're at the porn site and you see like the thumbnails, and then you click on. So the fucking Asian ones.
Yeah.
And it's all blurred out.
Why?
Like, they do disgusting stuff over there.
Yeah,
like
they really do.
But you gotta blur out that fucking.
Don't blur it out.
Slanted pussy. Like.
Don't blur it out. Don't blur it out. Let it hang out. I've been into some weird stuff lately. I didn't want to talk about it, but I do at the same time. But I've been dabbling into the Asian because Asian porn is full of like you said, sick shit. But they do like really crazy gangbangs. Like I was watching this Asian gangbang, and I started to throw up a little bit because this woman took it, and she took it by like 63 guys. At the end, so there were like there was a counter next to her, and she kept tinging, and these like fat. Fucking disgusting man with just shooting loads in her.
Oh, I got a chance.
Yeah, I completely had a chance with her. Like
would you want to be like 64, or you don't care?
I don't care. I mean, I don't want to be the first one. Actually, maybe I want to be the last one. Like I want to be that last, like the cherry on top. Like, and you're good. You're good. I don't know.
Your dick smells like fucking duck
every
sauce.
Every dick.
Duck sauce. Like.
Your dick smells like the room. Yeah. You're right. Like everybody, you've touched everybody's wiener.
I remember that was a big thing back. You remember it was on Howard Stern, Houston. Her name was Houston. And she did the Houston 500.
Yes.
And she banged 500 guys in a row. And they're like icing down her pussy.
Yeah, it was bad.
Like, because, and then it got so blown out, she got the surgery and she was taking little pieces of the lips that she got cut off.
Yeah.
And guys were buying it for like $5,000
in
the paperweights, like the plastic paperweights with a piece of fucking her
of her vagina.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's ingenious. Like, that's awesome. That's disgusting. Well, would you have done that? Would you have done that, been a part of that?
No, because
would you have taken the skin?
The whole thing, like just sitting there, because you're gonna like in line, they're all just like jerking it, like so you've got fucking 500 guys around you, like.
Can I stop for us for a second, Joe? I just want to say this. See, we're doing this podcast right now at the bar, and we're enjoying it and having a blast. But we're also doing, the bar is actually doing a dog painting thing in the other side of the room.
I didn't even think
and
of that.
There's a bunch of women. And like
there's 20 women over there
just
painting their
at us. Like, we're talking about
porn and Asian
massage. I keep looking over. I keep wanting to look over there, but I'm afraid to because I don't want them to see my
face.
That's
why, because I had this whole plan at first. I was going to like stream that video on all the TVs.
Oh my God. That would have been great.
So yeah, but I don't, like you said, I don't know if.
So I walked over. I got a little crazy for a second because they're painting dogs. What you did is you submitted a picture of your dog, and the person that's doing this, she takes an outline of it. So you go there, you paint your dog. But I was like, I signed up for this, but I don't see it. And she's like, see what? I go, I took a picture of my dog. I go, dogs. I thought we were going to paint dogs.
You sent that dick pic, huh?
Yes. It was a little one. It was a little puppy. It was a puppy dog. Puppy. But yeah, no, yeah. It's embarrassing. I'm not going to walk out the side door where all the women are.
My dog's a grower, not a shower.
It's a bulldog. It's little. It's tiny. I don't care. I'm not going to brag. I'm going to brag. It's huge.
What would you do if, like, with a girl and she's like, oh, that's so cute?
I've had that happen.
Shut up.
No, it's so cute. It's cute. It is cute. It's like it's. I'm Irish. I'm Irish. I'm not gonna say I'm not because I am. I'm not gonna say I'm hung like a friggin'. I'm not hung from the city, but I'm fucking Irish, dude. Like I, it's like I think
from
is
three?
It? Yeah, it's like three. It's like five and a half, maybe six.
Someone will get that joke.
I just did. I was trying to get past it by using a small dick joke. Oh my God. I'm chewing on that right now. It's in my throat. Joe, again, let's go back to that when we started with your inside voice. You can't say these things. It just.
But,
oh, God. Oh, God. Run me over with your car when we get done with this one.
All right, ladies.
This is great.
Yeah.
We don't even need to be loud. I'm kind of enjoying this, like this banter, this back and forth quiet banter. It's good. It's good because the third mic kind of adds that extra flair. But this is kind of good. I think we're getting flat out.
So we are actually looking for a permanent third mic. We've been thinking about a couple comedians.
Yeah,
I really wanted like a nasty woman comedian.
We need a female. We do. We need a female's voice because we need them to talk about their vagina, their monthly stuff, their stuff that happens to them. Because we get to talk about us all day long.
I think we have to get person of color.
Would definitely have to do that because that way
we're gonna get a pass, right? You have them like you get a plug out and then they sign it. I think they get cards or they have like a special stamp.
We need that here because that way people will understand that we're telling jokes and we're having fun. This is not mean and vulgar. It's vulgar. It's
I'm just thinking of what would be the best option to help me make fun of Newman.
Oh, that's great.
Like just a because there's some nasty women out there and. Plus, I can just...
That's awesome. Thanks, Joe, for putting me on top of your list of people you want to fuck with.
Well, that's kind of just... I don't know. It just happens, I guess.
Are you listening to the back of the room? Somebody put on, like, a nice love song. Are you fucking kidding me right now? This is crazy. I think it's those ladies over there trying to drown us out with their dogs. Yeah. Oh, my God. That's, it really is. It really is full of women over there. We were talking...
It's all.
Oh, my God.
That's great.
And there's one guy staring at us. double this name, honey. Slob. There's, look at those two slobs up there talking about pussy and farting. And dude, you should fucking stream this video.
They really love Asians.
Yeah, we do.
I think they're talking about they're ordering Chinese food tonight.
Yeah, we're ordering food. We're item number 8.
Creamy some young guy.
Oh, no way, Jose. Yeah, the creamy some young guy.
What do we got going on this
stream
weekend?
Stream this video right now on these TV.
No, I can't.
We got a great. We have a huge weekend.
I think the health department will get called.
Yeah. Don't do that. This far. No, we've got a great weekend here at Average Joe's. Music starts tomorrow at 7. What's tomorrow is? Oh, Grilly Page is going to be hitting the stage. Grilly Page is hit or miss.
Come see their final appearance.
Oh, their final appearance here at Average Joe's. They better bring it or they're done. But I mean, they're awesome. They when they bring it, they bring it. When they don't, they don't. But their voice, the music, the food, and again with Grilly Page, they start at 7, so you're gonna have to get here at 6 to get a table because dinner has been fucking awesome.
It's just
picking up. Families are picking up.
It's like now it's getting to the point of year where I'm like, all right, I'm ready for summer.
Are you scared though?
It's been fucking.
It's been a long.
It's been a long fall and winter, like fucking busy. Fridays are so hard.
Fridays.
It's hard for our kitchen to keep up because we do a lot of deliveries and pickups, and then you get 30 tables.
It's hard.
It gets tough. But we try to make the dining a priority.
Well, it has been for like the last 4 months, and the last 2 months have been
every Friday week eating. Early shows are
bringing them
really a hit. Like 7 o'clock starts, so people come in to dinner and show. And you know, unfortunately, there's only like 25 tables, so it's like first come, first serve.
I gotta
love the people. Two people at a 4-seater with drinking water.
Yeah, no, I have to get here early to start directing traffic because. I don't want that like old couple sitting at a 6-top. I need those other 4 seats for people to leave their dinner. And I'll walk around the room throughout the night and clear tables and ask people if they're done so they'll move.
I knew you were segregating.
Yes, I was. No, I was not. Oh my God. I cannot wait to go stand in front of something.
Well, so I cannot believe you got to start saying this shit while we're recording. So you really had a Hell's Angel guy try to blow you in the bathroom?
No, I did not. Don't fucking say that shit. Right. Let me say something.
You said the vest makes him look like even more gay.
Direct all this traffic to Joe Haney at Bourbon and Barbells. I did not say anything. But this weekend, we do. We actually do have a local angel, and he is awesome. He's very soft spoken for such a. He's an angel, and you don't fuck with him. But of course, he comes in here this past weekend, and he's got a bunch of his guys with him, and they're all enjoying the music, having some good food, having a blast. And some jerk off in the crowd has to fuck with him. And I walk up and I'm like, stop. Dude, this is not TV. This is not TV. You are not in your mouth. They're going to fuck you.
We hate all shit.
I'm throwing the
Andy Warhol.
This guy comes by and starts talking shit, and the guy turns around and hits him.
Yeah.
But, you know, the dude's a scary fucking dude. And actually, I don't mind him because it kind of keeps.
He keeps the riffraff out of here.
Yeah, it keeps, like, the other people out of here. Yeah. But. Whatever, the guy learned his lesson. He was actually cool because he's like, fuck, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, well, I'll be honest with you. We don't fight here. We don't tolerate fighting. That's one thing. And this is a story because we like to college.
That guy that talked shit, he said, yeah, I shouldn't have done that.
Talk shit, get hit. That's exactly what happened to him. But it's, and it just, I don't know. I mean, we, The weekends here are awesome. The music's awesome. The people here have been just being better and better. I love working. I love coming in and working. So, I mean, this past weekend was the first weekend I left here with a smile on my face in a long time. The staff was good. I mean, I thought we did great, but finding the numbers, hearing the numbers today, I don't know.
Let's not get into that.
Let's not get into that. I'm just kidding. That can be either.
So then, everyone out there, too, we have our famous Bar Olympics coming up in like 3 weeks. So we only do 20 teams. It fills up fast, so make sure you get in here. It's a teams of four. It's like this year we're doing a little different.
Are you doing axe throwing again or no?
No axe throwing.
Okay.
So
that was hard.
It was. It actually wasn't that bad.
Was it hard to judge though? It was hard to judge it.
No, but it was like just it was nerve wracking. But I had to do that because you know just somebody you know didn't like wearing shoes and.
Yeah. Well, I'll be honest with you.
But it was just a little too nerve-wracking. But we made it safe, and it was fun. But this year we're doing cornhole, darts, basketball game. I have a racing game coming.
What, with the goggles?
With the beer goggles
again.
Oh, my
God, that's fun.
With the beer goggles. And then we're doing top four teams does flip cup, and then I have a very special edition obstacle course for the top two teams to compete. It's a lot of fun. It's really only $20 a person, and you get a shirt with it. We make no money off it because all that money goes into the pay for the quarters for the machines. But it's great. 3-4 hours of fun on a Sunday.
And people take it seriously. Like, it's not just you're really walking into these teams.
One fucking moron that lost and
cried.
Lost, talk shit, and learned.
Yeah, learned quickly. But no, you'll have repeat hitters with this that just want to do this Bar Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
And the seats fill up quick, so you need to make sure you're getting yourself signed into it because they will be filled up really fast.
Yep, so just stop in and down, sign up your team. You got to pay up front and put everyone's shirt size. So, because we order that ahead of time. But anything else you want to dive into?
I don't know. I'm just going to go drink some gasoline and light myself on fire.
Yeah,
that was a good one. Well, this was fun. It was. I felt like my voice is a little froggy. I feel like we got the rust off. I think it's been a few weeks, and I needed to just sit here and talk to you.
We're kind of going around next Thursday or Thursday after. We'll be back hopefully with our third mic that'll.
Yeah, and if you're interested, why don't you come? If you're a local and interested, you want to try, come try. I mean, we'd love to talk to you and just get your dirty stories out of your head.
Because we have a bunch of ideas coming up.
With the
Saxon sisters and the.
Yes, let's do this.
We have a segment that I want to do, like a Dr. Phil, but it's going to be Dr. Newman. Like he'll help if your couples want to come on and fix your problems. And
I can help you.
If you want your wife to become your best friend,
I can help you.
Newman will show you.
We can show you.
He will show you how his wife uses a strap on. And with that, two claps.
You motherfucker. Wow. Oh, man. Holy.
He's a fag. Said you never know while I try my best.